Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Orange creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. Here's Idleville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Idleville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot. That was one of those no, great shots. Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out. The good. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. 50 in the lead by 5.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack, in for 2, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket. On top, Mixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround, 7-footer, yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick, shoots the 3, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by 2. Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins, lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We're at the Shot here on the campus of The Ohio State University as the Minster Wildcats bid for a repeat. The Lady Cats with a great campaign, 26-1, defending state champs in girls division 4, taking on Willoughby Cornerstone Christian. The Patriots have had an outstanding campaign, 23-4 on the entire season. Willoughby won its first 11, Minster's won its last 13. Both teams have played really stout schedules. Of course, Minster's played the likes of Valley View, Salina, Wapakoneta, Bellevue, Lima Bath, Coldwater, Versailles, Anna, all playing up.
Dayton Carroll. Number one team in Division II.
Yep, every one of those opponents up for Minster. Meanwhile, Willoughby Cornerstone Christian, Cincinnati Mount Notre Dame, Akron Hoban, Akron St. Vincent St. Mary, Elyria Catholic, Euclid, Youngstown Ursuline. These two teams have combined to play up against about 13 or 14 opponents. It really doesn't seem like it should be a D4 state semifinal, Chuck,
well,
given all that background.
Well, I mean, and I'm sure we know what Coach Wiss likes to do. I'm sure it's the same way for Cornerstone. You play the better teams during the season. If you lose a game or two, means nothing.
Exactly.
Because it's not like football where you got to get in on the computer. You get in, and if you're playing your best basketball, that's normally who we get to see out here.
Yep.
And then at the Shot.
Minster, extremely experienced. Half dozen seniors on this roster. Possibly all of them will see playing time in this game today. Of course, Ivy Wolf quarterbacks the club. She's the outstanding soft at guard. Willoughby Cornerstone Christian, two seniors in the roster. Only one plays a lot. That's a starter, Lauren Harris. Big difference in terms of experience. And when you consider the fact that Minster was here a year ago, won the state championship, that is a vast difference in playing time in big situations.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I made the comment to you. First, Minster came out for what they do, the photo ops that they do an hour before the game.
Right.
Minster stayed on the floor. They got their pictures taken. They walked back to the locker room. When Cornerstone came out, they after it was over, parents were out taking group pictures of 2 and 3 at a time.
Yeah.
They looked like they were in awe of being here. That could take an effect early in the game. I think once the game starts, that'll leave. But right now, it's just obvious that Minster feels more comfortable being here than Cornerstone does.
I love what Minster head coach Mike Wiss said earlier in the week.
in a story written and published by Bryant Billing of the Sydney Daily News. He quoted Coach Wiss as saying, "Hey, it's a different team here in 2019. It's a different year. We really don't talk about last year that much. We don't put a whole lot of emphasis on what occurred last year. We're trying to play in the moment. We ask our players to act like they've been here before. It's in your body language. It's how you handle yourself. It's when a bad call is made. You don't shrug your shoulders. It's when someone walks in the door, they don't know if you're winning or losing based on how you handle yourself. Business as usual for Minster doesn't mean the Wildcats are not fired up and ready to go, but they may not outwardly show all of that emotion."
Well, and that's what great coaches do, and he is a great coach. The kids mirror your attitude. If you're out there, like the other night, we're down and we're watching Purcell play, and their coach is up screaming at every call, playing to the crowd. His kids then are doing the same thing. The kids are going to mirror what you do. And if you're calm and collected, and you tell them that the referee makes the call, you hand them the basketball, even if it's a terrible call, and you go to the other end. And that's what real successful teams do.
As I mentioned, Minster, senior laden, three senior starters. Three seniors will come off the bench. Willoughby Cornerstone Christian, one senior starter. We will keep our eye on two young ladies for Willoughby. Twins, the Clunans, Madison and Michaela, 13 and 9 points respectively. Riley Stopp, a 5'10 sophomore, the daughter of the head coach Lisa Stopp. She's at 13 points a game. Impressive scoring numbers for Willoughby. Great balance. Five young ladies, 9 points a game or better. And not the kind of balance that Minster has opposed this year, game in, game out. That's for sure.
Right. Well, I mean, I will tell you the Cornerstone, if they saw defense as good as Minster's going to play on them today, they didn't see it very often.
Right.
Because Minster's going to be between them and the basket, and they're going to help wherever they have to, and they're not going to make defensive mistakes.
But I think, Chuck, you put the finger on the major difference between these two clubs. Minster's allowing 31 points a game. Willoughby Cornerstone Christian, 45 points a game. Both teams averaging mid to upper 50s. Defensively, Minster really gets after it. I know that the Willoughby coaches have talked about that as being the objective of their club this year, to improve the defense, play better defense. They believe they have. But in the Midwest Athletic Conference, in the Shelby County League, in Western Ohio, if you don't play outstanding defense in girls basketball, you don't win most all your games.
No, you're not going to be 26-1, that's for sure.
No. What a year for Courtney Pringer, 6'2 senior for the Minster Wildcats, averaging a dozen points a game, 7 rebounds a game, off to Xavier to play hoops. And what a regional tournament she had. Damaris Wolf lit it up for Minster in the regional semifinal versus Tri-Village. 21 points. Courtney Pringer, 18 points against Fort Loramie in the regional championship. And I'm sure those two young ladies will be counted on for big points here today. Ivy Wolf was not superb in the regional. That's because she was spied on by one, sometimes two players by the opposition. But Ivy leads the way. Heck of a sophomore player. Head coach Carla Siegel of Fort Loramie has termed her as great. And boy, she is. 13 points a game, 4 assists a game, just as soft. 38% three-point shooter. These two clubs shoot threes down in the mid-30s. Willoughby Cornerstone Christian at 32.5%. Minster about 34.5% behind the arc. But if Ivy Wolf is making threes, that means Courtney Pringer's wide open. If Courtney Pringer's well guarded, that means Ivy Wolf, Damaris Wolf, and Janae Hoing are probably open on the arc if Courtney can get the ball to them quickly. Right. Well, I mean, the thing is, you throw the ball inside, and then you, when you pass the ball, you got to move. You can't pass and stand. You got to pass, move, because the defender naturally, when the pass goes past them, turns to see where the pass went. You move, they turn to find you again. You've got yourself spotted up on the arc. Pringer scores, Pringer finds you. That's Minster basketball, and they do it to perfection.
In terms of bench depth advantage, Minster, I point to the regional championship game against Fort Loramie. Daniel Barhorst, Carly Richard combined for 11 off the bench. Very little scoring, 2-3 points a game from players 6 and 7 for Willoughby Cornerstone Christian.
That's gonna make a difference, because Minster can run people at you, and the ones they put out there may not score a bunch of points. They don't make mistakes. They give it a chance for Pringer and Wolf to have a chance to sit and get a little bit of a rest before they go back out there.
So both teams can put the ball in the hoop. Each team, good scoring balance. Both clubs averaging 56 points a game or so. The marked differences, as we've highlighted, defense, experience, senior-laden Minster club, having been here before, and you would think Minster would repeat here today against Willoughby Cornerstone Christian, which may be happy to be here, being such a young club, with everybody back for another run next season. Still, though, you got to play the game on the court and win it out on the hardwood.
Minster needs to have a really good start to the game. They need to demoralize them in the first quarter. If they can do that, it'll be a long day for Cornerstone. If Cornerstone can hang and start gaining confidence, it could get out of the wire.
Now, the high school name, Willoughby Cornerstone Christian, might be familiar to a lot of you. It's a club that tangled with Marion Locals Boys last year in the state tourney. In fact, Willoughby Cornerstone is the home of Michael Bothwell, last year's D2 Boys Player of the Year. D2, D4. I don't know if that's a typo, but at any rate, Willoughby Cornerstone Christian has been mighty good in boys and girls sports in the last few seasons. We've got the starting lineups in a moment when we return. Minster, Willoughby Cornerstone Christian on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, a very good crowd on hand here at the shot. In fact, we're on the Minster side of the floor, a sea of black and orange behind us. Also down to the right in the west end zone. I would reckon to guess probably a couple thousand Minster fans here. Red and blue and white across the way for the Patriots of Willoughby Cornerstone Christian. And I tell you what, Chuck, I've got the bad throat going on, a cold. I won't call Minster's opponent Willoughby Cornerstone Christian. I'll refer to them as the Patriots.
Okay. They're cornerstone to me. That's what I wrote down.
Of course, the Minster Wildcats head coach Mike Wiss, third year. Lisa Stopp, head coach of Willoughby Cornerstone Christian, her fourth year. And her daughter Riley is a 5'10 sophomore who starts. Willoughby Cornerstone Christian victorious in the tournament, beating Newberry 69-23, Cortland Maplewood 57-14, Willoughby Andrews Osborne 50-42, New Washington Buckeye Central, always a good program in girls division 4, 49-32, and Galton 35-29, a 6-point regional championship win for Willoughby Cornerstone Christian, which won its first 11 to start the year, and then the schedule really beefed up. The losses to Akron Archbishop Hoban, Cincinnati Mount Notre Dame, and then they closed the regular season, did the Patriots, with setbacks to Cuyahoga Falls, Walsh Jesuit, and Rocky River. Minster Wildcats have reeled off 13 wins in succession since the setback at Fort Loramie, 56-48 on a Saturday in January. It was a double overtime triumph for Fort Loramie in that game. Janae Hohen missed a couple free throws, one of which would have won the game for Minster.
Right. They missed free throws down the stretch, which is not something you see them do very often.
Nope.
But they got their revenge.
Yep.
Unlike Michigan, who went on their revenge tour and fell on their face, they actually got their revenge.
Yeah, Minster was 11 for 27 at the free throw line in that loss to Fort Loramie. An anomaly, to be sure. Minster shoots free throws at 67%, and the Patriots 64%. Minster, a slightly better three-point shooting team. And as we noted several minutes ago, Minster's defensive yield is far better than Cornerstone Christian. Minster Wildcats have rolled through the tourney, beating Waynesfield Goshen 58-20, Fort Recovery 43-26, New Knoxville 45-27, New Madison Tri-Village 60-50, Fort Loramie 43-29. Minster won by 10 and 14 in the regional, but two very high-quality competitive clubs in Tri-Village and Fort Loramie.
Well, they beat the number one team in the state and avenged their only loss. So, yeah, they're playing basketball. They had a great season. They didn't have very many lulls, and when they did, they only won by 10 or 12 instead of 30.
And, of course, the victory over Fort Loramie in the regional championship knocked out the number one team in the state in girls division 4. The starting lineups being introduced for the visiting team on the scoreboard, wearing black with orange numbers, white trim, the Minster Wildcats. Ivy Wolf at guard, 5'8 sophomore, 13 points a game. As we noted, she dishes out 4 assists and is a 38% three-point shooter. Jessica Falk, by the way, a little better than her. Smaller sample size. Falk, 40% behind the arc. Janae Hoing, 5'6 sophomore, 8 points a game, 30% on threes. This was like a home court for Janae Hoing last year,
wow,
the state tournament. As a freshman, she was Little Miss Dynamite.
She got on a roll about three. She got moved up. She was a JV player for about half the season. They moved her up, and especially in the tournament, she just started, got on a roll. She was outstanding at Vandalia in the region, and then when she came over here, she was unstoppable. They need her to have that kind of a game today.
Yep, sure do. Courtney Pringer in the middle. She's off to Xavier. 6'2", senior, 12 points a game, 7 rebounds. Damaris Wolf, Jessica Falk at forward. Damaris Wolf was extra special against Tri-Village in the regional semifinal as she drilled 21. She's a 5'9", senior, 9 a game, 3.5 rebounds. Jessica Falk, 5'9", senior, 5 a game. As I mentioned, 40% on threes. And you can count on Danielle Barhorse, Carly Richard, Courtney Ernst, three experienced seniors to help spell starters off the bench. Opening five for the Willoughby Cornerstone Christian Patriots. Riley Stopp, 5'10 sophomore, 13 points a game, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 35% three-point shooter. Lauren Harris teams with her at guard, 9 points a game, senior. She is the quarterback of the club, only 12th grader that plays a lot. Madison Clunan and Michaela Clunan, twins, 5'10", 5'9", both juniors, 13 and 9 points a game. Madison Clunan, 8 rebounds. Michaela Clunan, 6 assists, nearly 5 rebounds. Kaylee Tyna, 6-foot junior in the middle. She's in the post. 12 points a game, 6 rebounds a contest. This is a rebounding machine. This Patriots club out-rebounding their opponents by nearly 200 boards on the year.
Well, Minster's going to have to keep that, especially on the offensive end. They're not going to be able to let them have 2 and 3 putbacks at a time.
Exactly. That is so, so important. Case in point, regional semifinal, Fort Loramie boys, Jackson Center boys. Tigers needed every one of that, 10 rebounding edge?
They had a 10 rebounding edge and a 7 rebounding edge on the offensive boards.
And they were down 1 with 4 minutes to go was Jackson Center. They needed all those extra boards to be that close.
Absolutely.
Middle of the fourth quarter, 1-5 with free throws over the final 2 minutes. And we'll get to see the Jackson Center boys tonight as they vie.
I'm excited for
a berth in the state Final Four against St. Henry. We've got coverage at 6:40 p.m. from Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena tonight. So be with us this evening on scoresbroadcast.com. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at the shot at the Ohio State University. Opening tip to start the game, won by Pringer of Minster. In the backcourt it goes to Ivy Wolf, up to Damaris. Damaris being guarded 25 feet away by Madison Clunan. Ball thrown baseline right to Courtney Pringer, a leaner from 7 feet. Oh, she gets one in right off the window to start.
But there was nobody around her. She could have dribbled and shot the easy layup.
She was wide open. Courtney Pringer with a deuce, and Minster takes a 2-0 lead. I'm not sure where the defender...
I don't know where she went.
No, opposing post player Kaylee Tyna got lost in that sequence. Here is Willoughby countering. Here's a drive through the lane. It is Riley Stopp. Hands off to a teammate down low. It's Tyna. The center missed a 7-footer. Loose ball rebound. It's scraped off the hardwood by Damaris Wolf. Down the floor to Hoing. On top to Pringer. She puts it on the deck. Drives into the lane. Muffed it. It goes out of bounds.
Yeah, she tried to go through too many people that time. They got a hand on it. Went off her knee.
The Patriots in the home white, red numbers outlined in blue. Minster in that sharp looking black from top to bottom. Shiny orange numerals outlined in white. Minster in white across the chest with orange piping. Orange and white stripes down the sides of the shorts. Deep in the right corner with the ball, Madison Clunan into the lane to Tyna. Tyna outside the paint to Riley Stopp. Nearly a walk. Kayla Tyna did travel. Yep. I had the whistle a split second before the referee.
Yeah, I already had my travel finger going.
2-0. Minster in the lead. Turnover for the Patriots. Here come the Wildcats down the floor. Ivy Wolf circles in the left corner. Gets a screen from Falk. Long three-pointer. Way short. Barely caught the rim. Loose ball rebound, though, to Hoing. Hoing gets it out of trouble to Damaris Wolf, 25 feet away on the right. She starts to drive. Pulls up foul line. Dishes left flank to Falk. Foul line. Enters the lane. Stripped on the play by Harris. Loose ball, though. Ivy Wolf flips it up from 10 and hits it. Soft touch. Ivy Wolf.
Yeah, that was nice. I mean, they got 3 and 4 shots the last 2 times down the floor.
Ivy's made basket, hit the rim 3 times, went in. Nearly a double dribble by Lauren Harris. She drives into the paint area, feeds Tyna, and then circling out on top, it's Michaela Clunan, who throws into the middle of the floor, deflected, stolen by Damaris Wolf. She lost it as she sprinted toward the other end. Here comes the Patriots, 3-on-2 break. Baseline right, Riley Stopp. goes beneath the backboard, threw it off the underneath side of the glass, out of bounds to Minster.
Yeah, they seem to be a little excited right now. Cornerstone needs to calm down a little bit.
Yep, Patriots are tense, a little nervous. Minster's jumped out 4-0. We played 2.5 minutes. Here's timeline pressure applied by the Patriots. Quick pass down the floor to Pringer. Left corner, Falk. On top to Ivy. On top to Ivy. Into the lane to Damaris. Stolen on the play by Cornerstone. And then it's stolen right back by Janae Horn. What a scrappy effort by Janae, who sneaked in behind Michaela Clunan, swiped it, and was fouled.
I don't think they were expecting that quick of hands from Janae.
Still 4-0, 3 minutes gone. Just over 5 to play, first period. In backcourt, Janae Hoing, middle of the floor, Ivy Wolf back to Janae. Janae is double-teamed over the timeline, gets it to Ivy. She splits two defenders, goes to Damaris Wolf, left corner, down inside to Falk. Her shot is bothered, offensive stick back, good. Courtney Pringer, Patriots need a timeout. Good start by Minster. Minster, the prohibitive favorite, I would say, to take this state tournament. Leads it 6-0. A little over 3 minutes gone. First quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student-athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Well, Cornerstone brought cheerleaders. Minster brought the pep band. The pep band is winning the battle right now.
The Minster pep band is
going crazy.
Strutting its stuff down to our right. And that student cheering section for Minster is going absolutely bananas. They finally silenced themselves. Boy, they were whooping it up the entire timeout. Here come the Patriots down the floor. Into the lane, it's Michaela Clunan. Hitting a driver, Madison, beneath the rim, crowded by Pringer, shot deflected, picked up baseline right by Kaylee Tyna, and she hits an 8-footer, and the Patriots are on the board. 6-2, Minster leads. Deep right corner, open player, Janae Hoing, high arching three ball, heads in. Janae Hoing, 24-footer. Oh, I saw scenes of that from a year ago in my head when Janae let it fly. She was outstanding here at the state tournament in 2018. The lead for Minster is 9-2. Behind the back dribble, Michaela Clunan right down the pipe to the rim, off the backboard. No, rebound slapped out of bounds by Minster. Possession, Patriots, baseline right.
I'll tell you what, already Michaela Clunan can handle a basketball in traffic. That was impressive.
Yep. I'll tell you what, the Patriots have been a little shoddy shooting the ball so far. And the ball handling has not been consistent. Ball lobbed into the lane to Tyna. Tyna spins from 7 feet. It is good. Awkward shot. High archer, floated, hit the rim twice, came in. Minster pushes it quickly down the floor. Janae Hoing through traffic, shot no good. Rebounding foul, baseline left against the Patriots. Wildcats ball, left to the basket. Damaris Wolf, the playmaker, 3:41 to go here in the first quarter. 9-4, Minster. Two field goals by Tyna, the post player, for Willoughby. She's averaging 12, 6 foot junior. Off to a good start. 30 feet away, Ivy Wolf stumbled, double teamed, gives it to Damaris. Patriots come out to hedge. Courtney Pringer sets a screen. Hand off to Ivy. Ivy goes to work at Riley Stop. Daniel Barhorst is checked in. Senior for Minster. Barhorst on the floor, 5'10 senior. Now Pringer, now Ivy outside the arc on the left. Crooked three-pointer, missed everything. Rebound comes down to Kaylee Tyna for the Patriots. Quickly down the floor, baseline right to Riley Stott. Throws it on the arc, over the head of Lauren Harris, into the Minster bench. still 9-4 Minster, 3 minutes left here in the first quarter. Charlie Richard on the court, 5'7 senior. Barhorse 2 points a game, Richard three. They combined for 11 against Fort Loramie in the regional championship. Ivy Wolf over the timeline, the Ohio State logo, midcourt. Outside the arc on the right to Carly Richard. To Ivy, lobbing down inside for Pringer. She is held up and fouled. Well, Cornerstone's going to have to do a lot of that and try to get away with some of it.
Well, she was going to be open again. That was probably a good foul. Kept him from getting an easy layup.
Ball pitched into Richard, right corner. Straight away, Ivy Wolf. Ivy didn't shoot it particularly well in the regional. Here's Barhorst throwing to a cutter in the lane. It's Courtney Ernst who's checked in for Minster. And the 5'8 senior went leaping for the catch. She was challenged. The ball went off the palm of her hand out of bounds. Six players in backcourt. Pressure from Minster, which relents a little bit as Riley Stopp brings it down. 5'10 sophomore guard. 9-4 Minster, 2.5 to go opening period. Stopp veers to the right. Gives it to Kaylee Tyna. Right back to Stopp. Hand off to the driver. It's Tyna. Splits two defenders. Got it for two. Great drive by Tyna.
She got all six.
Uh-huh. She has sparked the Patriots here at the outset. 9-6 Minster, which has the ball outside the arc. Ivy Wolf drops it down into Pringer. Pringer spins. 10-footer danced around the rim. No good. Oh, what an offensive putback by Danielle Barhorst. 2 points for her. Barhorst to the rescue. The bench comes alive for Minster. Here's Harris driving down the lane. Nearly walked. Threw it right corner to Tyna. High arching left-handed three. Way off the mark. Rebounding foul against the Patriots. 1:46 to go in the first. Minster up 11-6. Well, Barhorst checks out. Tell you what, Chuck, she proved her worth in about, 80 seconds?
Well, she got out there, got a nice offensive rebound, put back, and now she gets to rest a little bit.
Uh-huh. Minster up 5. Final 90 seconds here of the first quarter. Left wing, it's Falk, fakes right, goes left, pulls up, running left-hander. No, easy rebound, Pringer, up and good. 13-6 Minster. Courtney Pringer not being hindered very much on the inside. Outside the arc, high right, Michaela Clunan wants to drive, can't do it. Weaves on the play to Tyna. Now Michaela Clunan again. Dish to Harris, still behind the arc. That's where the Patriots offense is set up right now. Harris to Stopp. Goes baseline on Falk. Here comes a double team. Falk and Pringer, not her up. Jump ball. Arrow keeps it with the Patriots. Oh, did Minster ever clamp down on the baseline there? 58 ticks to go, first quarter. 13-6, Minster up 7.
Courtney's going to get about a 60-second rest with the quarter, and then she'll be back out there.
And very importantly, no personal fouls
right.
So far.
Absolutely.
On Pringer. Ball inbounded right corner to Harris for the Patriots. Out back to Michaela Clunan. Janae Hoyne tracks her down. High post, it's fed to Stopp. Stopp goes baseline left. Wild shot, deflected by Minster. Loose ball rebound to Tyna. Circles into the lane. Flips it up with the left hand. It bounced off. Baseline left. Great rebound to Maris Wolf for Minster. Long lead out. Here's Falk. Shake and bake. Into the lane. Up and good. Foul against the Patriots. Jessica Falk. Woo!
She switched hands. It was a left-handed layup. The defender jumped to that. She switched to the right hand, laid it up over the rim. That was impressive.
Well done by Jessica, who totally faked out the Patriots defensive player. 15-6 on the two-pointer by Falk. Superb maneuver. She's at the stripe. 3-point chance. 28 seconds to go, first quarter. Wildcats up 9. We have seen the Wildcats disperse the points throughout the scorebook. Several young ladies have notched points on the scoreboard so far.
5 girls have scored for them.
And I don't think Ivy Wolf is one of them.
Yeah, she had a two.
Yep. Damaris
has not scored.
Right. Free throw by Jessica Falk. Up and in. Minster possesses a 10-point lead already. 16-6. 25 seconds to go here in the first stanza. And on the floor now for Minster, we've got Courtney Ernst, along with Jessica Falk, Damaris Wolf, Janae Hoing, Carly Richard. Smaller lineup to press and guard tightly, trying to prevent points here by the Patriots in the final less than 30 of quarter number one. 10-point advantage. Minster Wildcats have scored about every which way imaginable.
Yeah. Rebounding, hit a three, free throw.
Fast break by Falk, seconds ago. Midcourt comes stop. Riley Stopp, 5'10", sophomore, 13 points a game. Wants to drive on Damaris, takes it to the rim, flips it up on the go. No chance to make it, but she received a shoulder from Damaris Wolf. And Riley Stopp has got two free throws with 17 ticks left on the clock. Here in quarter number one, Minster out on top, but 10 points, 16-6, biggest lead of this game. Patriots are a less than a 65% free throw shooting team. And that one's way short by Stopp. In a few statistical departments, Minster's got an advantage. Both teams have played very potent schedules. We highlighted the 12-13 really staunch foes the two clubs have played against this year. Both foul shots well short. And Minster's got the rebound down to Ivy Wolf. 12 seconds to go. First quarter. Minster up 10. Far right wing at Janae Hoing. Down into Pringer. Wide open. Up and in off the backboard. Minster, a 12-point advantage. A second to go here in the first. Quickly down the floor. Shot late on the play by Madison Clunan. Missed it anyway. Minster by 12. 18-6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, scoresbroadcast.com, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee at the shot at The Ohio State University. And the Minster Wildcats have a big 12-point lead. We kick off play here in the second quarter. Here's Janae Hoing, deep in the right corner to Maris Wolf. The five who started the game back on the floor for the Lady Cats. Pitch and catch. Damaris Wolf, Janae Hoing, left corner Ivy, around her defender. A kneeing foul committed by a Patriot. Baseline left. It goes against Michaela Clunan.
That's 16. Okay. I'm having trouble. I'm trying to figure out where everything is on the scoreboard.
Minster Wildcats have scored in a variety of ways so far here in the first period. And as I mentioned a few minutes ago, Chuck, when the ball goes into Courtney Pringer, you're going to see Cornerstone physically hold her. They got nailed for it once, nailed again just then. That may be the only way they can slow her down.
Well, you're going to have to put somebody in front and in the back, and you're going to have to allow somebody from Minster to shoot the basketball besides Bringer from 5 feet.
Courtney's at the stripe, two coming on the way, or I should say one and one. No good, a little long, rebound down to Riley Stopp. Stopped quickly down the floor, Michaela Clunan. She fumbled the ball in the lane, and it scraped off the hardwood by Pringer of Minster to Damaris. Cross-court pass deflected out of bounds by Michaela Clunan of the Patriots.
Seventh turnover now from Cornerstone.
Yeah, the Patriots have been a little careless, no question. Mincer's had something to do with that, but I'm sure jitters being felt by the young Cornerstone team. Here's Janae Hoing, 25 feet away. She got a long three ball already. Wildcats spread the court. High post Springer. She gave it up, got it back, cuts toward the rim, and puts it in. Left-handed half hook from 6 feet away by Courtney Springer. She is deadly so far. 26, Minster. 14-point lead. A minute 10 gone here in the second. Dribbling outside the arc. Riley Stopp. Now to Tiny, the post player, who goes to the foul line. Swish! 16-footer, Kaylee Tina.
20-8, Minster over Tynan.
Well, she has sparked Cornerstone so far. Very good-looking junior. Here's a long pass by Minster, deep right corner, over the head of Damaris Wolf. It is intercepted, taken away by Kristen Sutzer, 5'6 off and off the bench. Out back it goes to Tina, who squares up, shoots the triple. It banged off the iron. Loose ball rebounding foul against Pringer of Minster.
I think they're going to let Tina take that shot from the top of the key.
6:17 to go here in quarter number two. Minster up 20-8. Biggest lead. A moment previous at 26. Good out-of-bounds play. Long lob down inside to Riley Stopp. Oh, she blew the gimme.
Wow.
And the rebound is popped out-of-bounds by the Patriots. Boy, that was an opportunity that was right in the Patriots' lap.
Well, they ran the back screen in from the sideline. She was wide open.
Ivy Wolf up the floor. Looks like a zone defense here from Cornerstone.
Yeah, they're trapping out of a 1-3-1.
Here's
it all the way out to midcourt.
Damaris, Janae, right corner Damaris. On top, Ivy straight on. Look out. Bingo! Triple! Ivy Wolf. The lead is ballooned to 15. 23-8 in favor of the Wildcats. Minster scoring in a great variety of ways in this game. Putno whipping on Willoughby by 15. Timeout called. 2 minutes gone. Second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rishi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderley and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, Chuck, you said before the game started that Minster needed a good beginning to really show the younger Patriots team who is the boss here this afternoon, and Minster has done just that.
They've done it. If I'll tell you what, if it wasn't for Tina, they'd be getting shut out.
If she's got all eight of the Patriots points for Willoughby Cornerstone Christian, Kaylee Tina. Good-looking post player, 6 foot junior, averaging 12, and she has knocked down 8 points already. All eight of the points for Willoughby scored by her. Minster has reeled off 23. 5.5 to go, second quarter. Here's Harris on the arc, now to Sutzer. Nearly a 5 second count. Dribble drive, Sutzer got away with a clear cut walk. Looked like a Minster defender had hand on ball. And it's judged to be in the act of shooting as well. I disagreed with that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure I saw that, but
Sutzer shoots a couple here for Willoughby. 5-6 off, backup player, dips the knees, three bounces, swish. 23-9 in favor of Minster. We got Danielle Barhorst back in the game. Pringer, Damaris Wolf, Danielle Barhorst, Janae Hoing, Ivy Wolf on the court for the Lady Wildcats. Second foul shot here for Sutzer. Flexes the knees, That one didn't hit the rim, hit the backboard.
That should have been a violation.
That's what I thought right away. It wasn't ruled by any official. Easy rebound, Minster, but a wild pass blown up by Willoughby, gotten right back to the by Daniel Barhorst. And here's a tip away by Lauren Harris, a run out down the floor, blew the gimme, rebound no good, foul number two on Courtney Pringer.
Well, that half-court trap is kind of getting into Minster's heads a little bit right this second.
Yeah, it is. In fact, Wildcats last 30, 40 seconds, a little sloppy. Courtney Pringer nailed with two fouls.
Yeah.
And guess who's at the free throw line to make 4 points? Kaylee Tyna for Willoughby, up and good. 23-10. Two straight points here by Cornerstone. Second free throw coming. Tyna, the left-hander. Swish. And it's 23-11. Minster in the lead by a dozen. Here come the Wildcats. Straight away, Ivy Wolf. Deep right corner, Janae Hoyne. Throws it cross-court to Carly Richard, who chucks up a three-ball. Bullseye! She's got it. Carly Richard off the bench with a triple. Daniel Barhorst off the bench. A big two-pointer. 25-11, Minster. Dribble drive down the lane. Riley stop. Gives it up to Harris. Harris runs over Janae Hoyne, who set up shop. She was a stone wall below the basket. Woo! Well, that's defense at its best right there, Chuck.
Yeah, well, Clunan spun, didn't know where she was on the floor, and I'm telling you what, Janae just stood there and took it. But she took a shot.
She is so... she's strong, doesn't look like it. She's gritty, mentally tough. Midcourt with the ball, Ivy Wolf for Minster. Outside the arc, Janae Hoyne. Back to Ivy. 4:31 to go in the second. Well, you don't leave Carly Richard open, do you? Here come two Patriots players right at her. On the bench, Pringer at the moment. Deep left corner, Damaris Wolf. Out back to Ivy. Right flank, Janae Hoyne, shot fake. Minster takes time off the clock. Here's a high arcing three ball by Ivy Wolf. She buried it. Ivy Wolf, out of nowhere, took a quick look at the hoop. Everybody thought she'd give it right back to Janae Hoyne. She triggered in a triple. 28-11, 4 minutes left, second quarter. Outside the arc, left wing, jump shot, yes. Alex Rosson, 5'3 freshman, puts in a three for the Patriots. That shot came out of nowhere. Nobody expected the Frost to light it up. Oh, look at that pass. Ivy Wolf spots Danielle Barhorst, low on the left for a point blanker.
That was great ball move at that time.
30-14. Minster's got a 16-point lead again. Down to 3:26 to go here in the second. Tyna, foul line. She's doubled on the arc to Rosson. Oh, she shuffled, got away with it. No call. Handoff on the play to Riley. Stop. She bolts into the lane. Arches one toward the backboard. Foul against Minster.
Riley needs to take a deep breath here. She's, both her free throws were short arm, short the last time.
Yep. Wildcats have Richard, Ivy Wolf, Falk, Janae Hoyne on the floor, along with Daniel Barhorst. The free throw, Riley stop, is good. Tell you what, these Patriots players are panting. They're huffing and puffing, Chuck. We mentioned in the pregame, three seniors off the bench for Minster are very good. They provide quality minutes, as shown already in this game. Second foul shot off to the right. Race down in the corner with Carly Richard up the floor to Ivy. Is coming off a long made three. Here's another three ball by another player. It is Courtney Ernst. No good off the back iron. Long board to Minster. 3 minutes left. Second quarter. 30-15 Wildcats. Ivy Wolf between the circles. Right flank, Carly Richard on the dribble. Looks for help. Courtney Pringer on the bench. Two fouls. Left side pass, Ivy. Skips it cross court to Falk. Jump shot short. Good offensive rebound. Courtney Ernst, who falls and is guilty of walking. There have been two or three travels, Chuck, that have been overlooked this game by the Patriots. And Courtney Pringer's going to be on the bench for the rest of the second quarter.
Right. They don't need her back out there. They're not going to let her pick up her third.
Nope. 2:41 to go, second period. Here comes Michaela Clunan down the floor outside the arc on the left. Minster in the lead by 15. I may have said it was 30-16. It's 30-15. And here's a loose ball foul. Ball was given up on the play by the Patriots, who dived back in on the heap and fouled a Minster player. And it's 1-1 for the Lady Cats.
That's a good call. You don't usually see that.
No.
I mean, somebody gains advantage by rolling over top of them. They usually give them the held ball anyway.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, I appreciate that call right there. I think that was the proper one. Ivy Wolf, 1-1. Well, she's a sparkling foul shooter. Approaches 80%. And the free throw hit the front rim. Backboard fell right through. 31-15. Minster in the lead by 16 with 2:27 to go here in the second quarter. Second shot by Ivy. On its way. Got it. And Minster builds the lead, Chuck, with Courtney Pringer on the bench.
Well, Wolf's got 10. Pringer's got 10.
Woo. The lead is advanced to 17. Here's Lauren Harris. Foul line into the paint. Pitches on the arc to the freshman, Rossum. Now it's Michaela Clunan. Back to Harris. Patriots taking time off the clock. Advantage Minster. 17-point edge. And Wildcats don't care if the Patriots dribble time away or not. Left corner, Michaela Clunan runs into a teammate. Got it back. Here's Michaela. Dribble drive. Baseline left. Left-hand shot short. Easy rebound. Ivy Wolf. And Michaela Clunan lost her headband. Ball thrown down to Ernst. Cross court, Janae Hoyne. Bullet pass, baseline left. Is that
Peltier's in the game now.
Lily Peltier is on the floor. Another senior for the Wildcats. Out back to Ivy. To Danielle Barhorst. Dribble drive into the lane. Flipped it up with the one hand. Oh, it rimmed. It came out. It was down below the iron. Wouldn't stay. 1:20 left, second quarter. Rebound Patriots, who trail Minster by 17. Harris open, chucks up the three for the Patriots. Got it. Lauren Harris, 35% three-point shooter, let one fly, knocked it down. Here's Ivy Wolf. Gives it up outside the arc to Hoing. The lead for Minster, 14. Right flank, it is Ivy again. High screen from Peltier. Ivy on the bounce. Head of the key, doesn't shoot. Loops it left side to Ernst, into Peltier, through her legs, loose ball, Harris has got it for the Patriots. Long lead out down the floor, Michaela Clunan, around a Wildcat player who was not set. Defensive foul on Ernst, 1-1 or two shots coming for
two.
Yep, sure did. Heads up play by Michaela Clunan, who felt trouble coming and managed to flicked the ball toward the basket and earned two free throws as a result. 38.6 to go, second quarter. 32-18 in favor of Minster. And the Wildcats' opponent, Chuck, not capitalizing at the strike.
They're about 50% right now.
And I tell you what, the free throw shooter looks a bit fatigued. Foul shot in the air. That one is in for Michaela Clunan. 38 seconds to go, first half. Minster leads it 32-19. Here comes Ivy Wolf up the right side of the floor. Four straight points by the Patriots. Lob pass to right corner, Carly Richard. Minster will play for one. Between the rings, it's Ivy Wolf. 23 seconds to go. Ivy fakes left. Dribbles right into the lane. Bounce pass on the arc to Hoyne. Hoyne on the bounce. Got an avenue right down the middle of the floor to the rim. Banks it on the run. Motoring to the basket. Janae Hoyne. 50 goal by her. Here's Tyna down the floor. 5 seconds left. Throws it out back. Nearly over and back. It is. Turnover.
She was okay until she dribbled the ball. She dribbled it on the line.
1.7 to go. Midcourt. Carly will inbound to Ivy. She may let it fly. There it is. Ivy from 40 off to the left. No good. First half ends. Clutch field goal with seconds to go in the second quarter by Janae Hoyne. Superb drive by her. She took advantage. They doubled Ivy, and Janae went right to the cup. And as a result, the Wildcats lead 34-19. All Minster after two quarters of play here at The Shot on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
That's a good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have 5 more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank. The power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, here at the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University. And the Minster Wildcats are well out in front of Cornerstone Christian, 34-19 at the halftime break. Television caught up with Minster head coach Mike Wiss a few minutes ago as he came off the floor. I'm sure Mike did not put it in these words. Now, this is Jack Kramer talking now, and Chuck, you can chime in. But Mike could have said, we're doing about everything we want through the first two periods. Now, I'm sure he was not quite that, what should we say, pompous.
He,
in technical terms, he said that we've been very effective at distributing the ball and getting a lot of young ladies in the middle of the action. You look at the scorebook, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Minster players have contributed to that 34-point total in two periods of play.
Yeah, they're doing exactly what they came in here and wanted to do.
Yep.
They got the good start. They got Cornerstone's chins dropped a little bit. You can see that.
Yep.
Pringer had a great start to the game. The combination has been lethal.
That was 32-15. Cornerstone Christian got 4 straight points in the span of less than a minute fairly late in that second quarter. And I think that was a real big hoop, that late drive to the rim by Janae Hoyne. That pushed the advantage back out to 15 here at halftime.
Well, you know, you talk about what you want to do, and they wanted to get the last shot. But when she saw that opening to the basket, she went down there and you want 2 points. So, I mean, she did exactly what you wanted to do.
Yeah, I'm sure you're thinking Ivy Wolf all the way in that sequence of passes. But the lane was open, and Janae, the sophomore, was extremely assertive, and she went right to the basket. Thus, a 15-point game at the break. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney.
Chuck? Well, we'll look at the team stats first. Minster was 14 of 23 from the floor. That's 61%. 3 of 6 from behind the arc, 50%. 3 of 4 from the free throw line, 75%. Absolutely all 3 of those percentages. You don't get any better than that.
Nope.
On the other side, 6 of 16, 37%. 2 of 3 from behind the arc, 66%. 5 of 10 shooting free throws, 50%. Minster has a 15-8 rebounding advantage, 7-5 on the offensive boards. Minster turned it a little more than they would hope, I think. They turned it 9 times. Willoughby turned it 10 times. Let's see, what else do we have? We got 5 steals each. 20-6 advantage by Minster in the paint, and 11-5 off of turnovers. Individual scoring for Willoughby Cornerstone Christian. They were led by Kylie Tyna with 10. Then they dropped down to Harris and Rawson, each with a 3 for 3 points, and a free throw by Stopp, a free throw by Michaela Clunan, a free throw by Kristen Sussick. They scored 6 and 13, 19 for the half. Ivy Wolf and Courtney Bringer each had 10. They got 5 from Janae Hoeing, 4 from Danielle Barhorse off the bench, 3 from Carly Richards on a nice 3, 3 from Jessica Falk, and they scored 18 and 16, and they lead it 34-19 at the half.
A 20-point split right down the middle for Ivy Wolf and Courtney Bringer. Fine-looking player for the Patriots. Real good first half. Kaylee Tyna, she's the only gal enabling Willoughby to hang within distant striking range.
Right.
Down 15, 34-19 at intermission.
Well, they got the start they wanted, and now they need a nice start to the third quarter, and that'll be Katie bar the door, and we can fire up the car and head to Trent Arena.
And the Wildcats probably open the second half, as head coach Mike Wisp, with the same 5 who started the game, including Courtney.
Absolutely. Yes. That's exactly what they'll do.
Well, that's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Minster 34, Cornerstone Christian 19 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing house dinner. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Welcome back to The Shot. I'm Jack Kramer, nursing a bad throat. It's sore, a little headachy, got a cold. Bear with me. We've got one more game tonight. Jackson Center, St. Henry. Boys, Division IV Regional Championship from Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. And we'll tip it off at 7, webcast time 6:40. It's got the chance to be a real good game, I believe. Probably fairly low scoring. Obviously, Jackson Center wants to keep it down there. Low 40s, wouldn't you say, Chuck?
Low 40s. I mean, they're going to have to keep the big kid from beating them bad on the inside. Riker's going to have to play him pretty much straight up because they've got some shooters, and if you go to help, they will spot up on the arc. But, I mean, if anybody's going to have a game plan for St. Henry, it's going to be Scott Elkert.
Sure. Let's take a one-minute break. In a matter of a few seconds, we'll hear from LaCal Equipment. Halftime score, Minster 34, Willoughby, Cornerstone Christian 19 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School
with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Oh, Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. This Saturday night special at Brookins, two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. Carl Arnes at Brookins creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy the new late-night menu at Brookins, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You cannot beat Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Here we go, third quarter getting started. The Patriots of Willoughby, Cornerstone Christian, inbound the basketball 30 feet away from the hoop. It goes to Madison Clunan, her twin Michaela. The two guards, 5'10", 5'9". Ball handed off on the play. Michaela Madison darts below the foul line and hits a jump shot. 12-footer right on the button.
That was her first shot attempt of the game.
That's amazing. And the two Clunans average 22 points a game between them, and they have been slowed way down by Minster's defense. Wildcats lead 13, 34-21. Janae Hoing on the arc. Left side pass, Ivy Wolf. Courtney Pringer back in with two fouls. Deep left corner, Damaris. Damaris high left, long lob down into Pringer. Oh, wide open, easy one, point blank range. Courtney on the finish. She's got 12. Chuck, tell me technically in basketball terms, what's going on there to free Courtney up so easily?
Well, they reverse the basketball, and the defender has a choice. She just pins her, and she has a choice. That's a throw, but it went in. Do they have a choice of how they're going to defend it? I think you need to go front and back.
Right. Wild hook shot thrown in on the play by Madison Clunan. The Clunans off to a good start here in the third quarter for the Patriots. 36-23, Minster in the lead. Two buckets for the opponent of Minster. One for the Wildcats. Here's a triple try, high right, Damaris Wolf, well short. Rebound down to Riley Stopp. Left flank to Madison Clunan, who darts into the lane. Hand off to Tina, stripped on the play by Janae Hoing. Scrum for it, right corner. We got a white shirt, a black shirt, a couple more come in. Everybody on the deck. Arrow favors Minster. Patriots coming out, Chuck, with a little more flair offensively.
Well, I think they probably got a little chat at halftime about, okay, now you quit being happy to be here and play basketball.
Exactly. Overplay by Lauren Harris at side court. And she reels the ball in, knocked it away from a Minster player right in front of us. But her shoulder was touching the line out of bounds on the recovery. So Minster throws it back in.
They just look a little real shaky against this half-court trap that they're running.
Yeah, Minster bothered a bit. Ball bounced right corner, Pringer. Oh, give and go. Damaris Wolf up and good. Well done. Minster said, I'm going to show you, Chuck.
That wasn't shaky.
38-23, Minster by 15. Long three-pointer outside the arc, left wing. Riley Stopp, way short. Ivy Wolf, 40-foot pass to Pringer. Pringer drives, knocked away. Patriots have it. Minster frees the ball up. Then a jump. Arrow enables the Patriots to get it. 15-point game, 5:25 left here in the third. Minster in the lead.
That last long pass to Pringer, if she would have caught that, she would have picked up her third foul. They got her in jeopardy with that attempted throw.
And I think at this point, if you're head coach Mike Wiss, you want to make sure you can nurse Courtney to the start of the fourth
without getting a third.
Yep, yep. If she gets a third, you don't want to see it until real late in the third quarter.
Well, Janae Hoing in that last pileup was shaken up briefly, might have gotten some wind punched out of her tummy.
Yeah, she's got a little smile on her face. Yeah. I think she's going to be all right.
Carly Richard checks on the floor now for Minster. Here is Willoughby Cornerstone Christian attacking outside the arc. Michaela Clunan's got the ball. 15-point game, Minster. Here's a drive, a stop. Left side of the lane. Reaches up over Falk to shoot it. And Jessica got a fist on the elbow of the shooter. Couple free throws coming.
Yeah, Jessica would have been better off just letting her shoot that. That didn't have a prayer.
Right. Riley stop at the stripe for the Patriots, who are down 15. Very high arching foul shot. Lipped the rim.
She's one for five from there now.
Well, she's missed four, and the team has missed a few more than that.
Well, they were 5 of 10 going into it.
Wow. Six missed free throws for the Patriots, now 7. That one danced off the iron. Rebound to Minster. Boy, that many missed foul shots are a key statistic in this game. Minster's lead is 15, and all those fouls have been made. This would be a much tighter contest at this point. Overshooting baseline left, Courtney Pringer. She knew it was long. She quickly journeyed to the right of the basket, grabbed the rebound on the floor. Tie up. Minster keeps it, though. Damaris Wolf inbounds, lobs it to Falk. Straight away, Ivy Wolf coming out to catch Damaris. Ball loop, baseline left, Carly Richard. Oh, a good stutter step.
Wow.
Oh, she split two defenders and laid it in. Carly Richard off the bench has been excellent.
Coming out in her senior year, this is fun to see.
Yep, she scored four against Fort Loramie in a sub role. And she's got two field goals here in the state semifinal.
Yep, she got five. She had a three and a two.
Here's Riley Stopp, high right, triple try, fading away, short, caught the rim, hit the backboard, rebound quickly Fort Loramie, down the floor to Falk, open, stops and pops, no good. She went hard for the backboard to get the offensive rebound, but could not control it. Well, Minster tried to take advantage of transition there, get a quick basket.
Yeah, maybe give that up and get it back right there. It was 2-on-1. She pulled up and shot it.
Right. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Minster by 17, 40-23. Halftime score was 34-19.
Yep.
So Minster has added a couple points to that bulge at the intermission. Here's Harris, 30 feet away. Gives the ball up to Riley Stopp. Stopp, the daughter of the head coach, Lisa, in her fourth year as the mentor of the Cornerstone program. Little give and go. Riley gets it back in the lane. Shot blocked away by Minster. Stout defense. Carly Richard, lead out to Pringer. Oh, she gave it up.
Wow.
She gave it up. Damaris Wolf on the finish. Oh, my goodness. That was marvelous. Super fast break from Minster. It was textbook. The Wildcats put on a clinic. What a pass by Pringer, who wound up getting the deuce.
Damaris got the shot. That was as good a fast break as you're gonna see on any level.
And that one warranted a timeout right away from the opponent. Timeout Patriots, 19-point lead Minster, 3:23 left, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dive deep into Frisch's Big Boy. Explore seafood favorites every day, like our famous fish sandwich. Plunge into our hot seafood bar every Friday evening, including our limited-time seafood Alfredo. Crunch into a cod nugget basket. Savor popcorn shrimp, hush puppies, and more. All your seafood favorites, plus our new spicy tartar sauce, are here. Dive deep, only at Frisch's Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Well, just prior to the Patriots' timeout, Courtney Pringer took a long lead pass down the floor. Minster in transition had the fast break well underway. Courtney caught it about two or three steps in front of the rim. Would have been awkward for her to shoot it. Here came the double team to Courtney. And Chuck, you noticed she laid it off to a teammate, Damaris Wolf, with the left hand.
Yeah, she just dropped it behind the defender, and Wolf said, thank you very much.
That was pretty.
Superbly done by the Wildcats. Inbound after the timeout by the Patriots. Errant throw. Intercepted Ivy Wolf. Down the floor, right corner, Janae Hoing, who looks inside for Pringer. Goes to Ivy. Lobs to Courtney. Got it for two more. The route is on. 44-23, Minster. 3-7, 3:07 to go here in the third quarter. On the arc, it is Rosson, the freshman for the Patriots. Gives it up to Riley Stopp. Hemmed in, top of the circle. Deals to Michaela Clunan. Behind the back on the dribble. Oh, look at her go to work. All the way to the basket. Could not finish, though. Left it short. Rebound Pringer up to Janae Hoing. Hoing circles on top to Ivy. Back to Janae. Head coach Mike Wiss barking out instructions. 2.5 to go in the third. The lead for Minster has ballooned to 21. Carly Richard, top of the circle. Right wing Ivy Wolf. Baseline. Carves out space in the paint. Left-handed. Good. Ivy Wolf, a dazzling play. She sprinted toward the corner. Change of pace into the lane. Changed hands. Right to left. Up and through. Textbook clinic being put on by Minster, which has doubled the score. 46-23. Here's Stopp in the right corner on the dribble for the Patriots. Ball kicked on the play by Damaris Wolf.
And from Lily Peltier to the right, these girls are excited because they're going to get the play on this floor before this game's over.
I think they are. Maybe a sizable chunk of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you got to play your starter still a little bit.
We near the two-minute mark late in the third. Here's Riley Stopp out of control and a reach in by Minster, but a clear-cut walk occurred beforehand. Yep, the third quarter started 4-2 in favor of Willoughby Cornerstone, but Minster has rolled. 23-point lead. Here's Carly Richard, baseline right, on top to Hoing. Hoing wants to drive, can't do it. Oh, chest pass, cross court to Richard. Right corner, Ivy Wolf. Right back to Richard for the layup. Woo! Oh, my goodness gracious.
The teamwork
is splendid.
They're just having fun out there right now.
Sure are. 48-23. Riley Stopp. Dribble hard right down the lane on the run. No good. Rebound loose on the deck. Foul in backcourt. It's on Minster. Wildcats have come up with the loose ball. Too much contact, though. And the Patriots will throw in down 25, 48-23. It was 34-19 at the break. It was 36-23 a minute into the third quarter. Since that point in time, Chuck, 12-0. Straight. Yep, 12-0 Minster.
There have been two fouls called here in this half. I like these officials.
A 12-0 streak for the Wildcats to put this game away. A minute 20 to go, third quarter. 48-23 the score. The team from the MAC, the Midwest Athletic Conference, is having its way with Willoughby Cornerstone Christian. Here's Lauren Harris on the arc, wants to shoot, can't do it. On the weave to Michaela Clunan. She sprints into the lane. Back to Lauren for the three-pointer. Front rim short. Good scrappy rebound. Ivy Wolf for Minster. Ivy blazes a trail down the floor. Stop and go in the lane. Good steal. Taking away Michaela Clunan of the Patriots against Ivy. Down the floor to Stopp. Pulls up baseline left. Ball's on the floor. Another jump. It will stay with Willoughby Cornerstone Christian.
I like Michaela Clunan. I think she hadn't done a lot of scoring, but she handles the basketball as well as anybody I've seen, except for maybe Honor from Legacy.
Kaylee China, 6-foot junior post player, solid as well for Cornerstone Christian, which graduates just one, Lauren Harris, the 5'6 senior starter. Everybody else back, and I would say there's a good chance that this Willoughby team will go deep into the tourney, regionals, maybe even the state Final Four once again next year. Free throw is
made one, missed one.
Yep, second one off the iron. First one swished.
And the rebound came down to Minster. Here's Damaris Wolf, top of the circle. Now Janae Hoing, 14 to go here in the third. Damaris straight away. Let's see what the Wildcats come up with here. Courtney Pringer's on the bench. Here's Janae Hoing falling down in the lane. The ball's on the court. It's loose. It's rolling to midcourt. We got a tackle. Lauren Harris reached for it for the Patriots. Personal foul committed by Falk. Ball out of bounds, side court to the Patriots with 1 second to go in the third period. 12 of the last 13 points have been notched by Minster here at the end of the third period. Ball lobbed in, head of the circle, and a belated shot attempt by Madison Clunan was off in time, but it was no good, and the third quarter ends. Minster pumped in 12 of the last 13. The Wildcats lead by 24. The score is doubled. 48-24 Minster as we enter the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arndt creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, BRUCKENS pub.com.
Well, before we start the fourth quarter, we'd like to tell you that we are on the web online here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Thanks to Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Renderly you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fourth quarter underway, give and go. Pringer to Damaris Wolf, and it is poked out of bounds by the Patriots.
Well, let's make a point here. 14 assists on 21 baskets for Minster, 21 of 33 from the floor.
That's, better than 67%.
That's amazing. And to have that many assists, that just tells you how they're sharing the basketball.
Highlight reel material here today in the girls' Division IV state semifinal. Minster has clicked on all cylinders, plus a few extra. Deep in the left corner, Carly Richards, shot fake, enters the lane on the run. Defensive foul called. Reach in while Carly was shooting. Two free throws coming. Thanks as well to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. And thanks to Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, it's grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Carly Richard, like she's played about every minute of every game on the year, toes the free throw line and somewhat unconsciously just flips it right up and in. Here it is again on the way. A lot of rim. In it goes. 50-24 Minster. 7:20 left in the fourth. Outside the arc straight away is Madison Clunan. It's a teammate driving down the lane. It is Kristen Suzek. Threw it up high off the backboard. Didn't hit the rim. Came down to Minster. Ivy Wolf bolts up the floor. Deep right corner, Carly Richard. She's open. No way she's going to shoot that, though. It's lobbed down inside to Courtney Pringer. And I tell you what, the defender for the Patriots, Riley Stopp, had a hold of Courtney's trunks.
Well, they front and backed him that time. And I think they ended up calling the foul on Clunan because as she started to turn, she grabbed Courtney by the jersey.
Shorts, jersey.
She looks tired. They all look tired.
Yeah, the Patriots have tried to defend Courtney Pringer every which way imaginable. Holding her up high, down low, can't get it done.
Minster running clock now. 6:40 left in the fourth quarter, leading 50-24. Far left wing, it's Carly Richard. Throws it near midcourt to Ivy Wolf. Here come the Patriots guarding tightly. Ball lob, baseline right to Pringer. She caught it, dropped it, picked it up, shot it. No good. Foul. Her arms were grabbed on the play by Madison Clunan of the Patriots. A couple of Willoughby Cornerstone players signaling toward the bench like, I'm winded.
I heard them yell, no moss. I don't know what that means, but...
Courtney Pringer, free throw line. Minster pushes it up and off the back iron.
She's changed her free throw from when she was younger to now. It's not as much leg, more arm.
And perhaps not as much arch, at least on that one.
That's what causes that with your legs.
It was clearly a flatter free throw. This one a little more arch, off to the left. Rebound volleyballed around. And it comes down to Taina for Willoughby Cornerstone Christian. Punched away from behind. Heads up effort by Carly Richard. Loose ball to Minster. Quickly baseline left. It's Ivy Wolf. Starts a drive. Double teamed. Throws it straight away to Damaris. Available. Chucks up the long three ball.
Why not?
Bingo! Damaris Wolf from downtown. That was out on Lane Avenue.
She stood there for a second, went, nah, they're not going to guard me, I'm going to shoot it.
53-24, dribble drive. Riley stopped, shoveled it toward the rim for the Patriots, and drew the two-shot foul. Damaris Wolf on the beam with a triple. How many for her in the game,
She's
Chuck?
Got seven. They're so balanced. I mean, it's just typical.
Now, Damaris had 21 in the regional semifinal victory, 60-50 over Tri-Village. Foul shot by the Patriots off to the right. Willoughby Cornerstone Christian, Chuck.
6-15.
Yeah, for a state semifinalist, shooting free throws very poorly. That one is good. And a timeout is taken by Minster's opponent, which trails the Wildcats 53-25. 6 minutes to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, the winner of this game, which is going to be Minster, will take on the Ottoville Shadyside winner in the state championship game on Saturday at 5:15. That's a game that we will not be able to cover. We've got the Anna Boys in a regional championship contest at 7 at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena tomorrow night. So we'll be covering Anna Purcell Marion Boys tomorrow night. If Ottoville beats Shadyside in the second game here today, it's a rematch of last year's state championship game, won by Minster by 15, also a rematch of a regular season game this year, won by Minster by 18. After the timeout, the Wildcats get a close-in shot. It is deflected out of bounds to Minster, baseline right. 5:45 to go in the fourth. It is 53-25 in favor of Minster. Deep left corner three by Ivy Wolf. Off the mark, rebound to Maris. Tapped it out to Janae Hoyne. Janae's got it 30 feet away. Janae dribble drive into the right corner. To Pringer, to Damaris Wolf, left side of the floor, tries to hit the cutter, Carly Richard, and it's intercepted on the play by the Patriots, and we've got a scrap for a loose ball in backcourt, and a tie-up occurs. Arrow favors Willoughby Cornerstone Christian, which is down 53-25 with 5:24 left to go in this game. I wonder at what point Mike Wiss says, let's empty the bench.
Well, I think he'll get down to about 4 minutes, and he'll sub some. Probably won't take them all out until late in the game.
Here is Willoughby Cornerstone Christian throwing it away into the hands of Ivy Wolf. She scoots down the floor, gives it up, gets it back. Bounce pass low on the right to Bringer. She motors hard toward the basket and scores. Two more. Courtney Bringer. How many, Chuck?
16.
Courtney at 18 against Fort Loramie in the regional championship. 16 in this state semifinal here tonight. 4:43 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Long three-point try. Wow. Kaylee Tyna, the post player, 6 foot junior, 12 points a game. She's having a dynamite contest here against Minster. That was a three try that went in. Here is Minster attacking, playing volleyball off the board. Pringer missing, missing again. Loose ball, Damaris Wolf. Good on the 16 footer. The ball rolled out to Damaris, and she said, why not?
Looked like volleyball.
4:15 left here in the fourth, 57-28. Minster in the lead. Deep right corner with the ball. It is Rawson. Dribbles left side of the floor to Suitzer. Outside the arc, it's Harris. Straightaway stop for the Patriots. There's a long triple try from the right corner. Well overshot. Rebound to Maris Wolf. 3-on-2 break. Left wing, Janae Hoing. Lights it up from three-point land. It skimmed off the rim. Good rebound, Minster. Damaris Wolf foul line. Bounce pass to Courtney Pringer on the finish. She's got 18, matching her total against Fort Loramie. And the lead is ballooned to 59-28, 3:39 to go in the game. State semifinals, girls D4, from here at the shot on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And thanks so much to the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Thanks as well to Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his best shot. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. And we salute Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like Brookins. Plus, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center. The U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Well, Ivy Wolf still on the floor. Janae Hoing out there. Danielle Barhorst, Carly Richard, Courtney Ernst. That's the quintet for Minster, which leads by 31 points. As I read the scoreboard correctly, here's a drive by Janae Hoing, unmolested, baseline right to the rim, nobody around her, dropped it in. 61-28. Is my math correct, Chuck? 33. Woo! 2:40 left to go, fourth quarter. Here's a misfire by Lauren Harris of Willoughby. Rebound comes down to Ivy Wolf. She darts up the floor, veers off into the left corner. Still dribbling. Checked out high by Tyna. Now Janae Hoing's got it. Dribble drive, foul line. Weave to teammate Courtney Ernst. On the arc to Ivy Wolf. Minster crowd with staccato cheering at the moment. As Ivy Wolf pulls up, foul line, 15-footer. It danced around, came off. Rebound, Daniel Barhorst, in a lot of traffic, stolen away. Nice steal by Madison Clunan of the Patriots. Outlet pass to Tyna. Tyna fumbled it, got it back, missed it in the lane. Stick back, Madison Clunan, good. Minute 50 to go. 61-30. Minster quickly down the floor, Wildcats. And carving out space in the lane, going to the rack, shooting, missing, but getting fouled is Courtney Ernst. Two free throws for her. Wildcats, Chuck, don't seem to miss a beat in terms of know-how, savvy, aggression, what it takes to play this game. Well, they go eight deep and don't miss a thing.
And even the ones that come in after that, right. You can they don't quite have the talent, but you can tell they still try to do the exact same things everybody else does.
Yep. The system is well understood and well executed. Courtney Ernst at the stripe, two free throws for her. Janae Hoying sits down for Minster. Avery Wolf on the floor now for the Lady Cats. Free throw by Ernst. No good. Hit the rim. Kicked away. The winner of this game takes on the winner of the second state semifinal between Ottoville and Shadyside. Minster beat Ottoville last year in the state final here, 63-48, and beat them 46-28 in the regular season near the end of the campaign. We covered that game here on scoresbroadcast.com. Second foul shot by Ernst was good. And then quickly down the floor, the Patriots, it is stolen away in the lane by Minster, which comes up with it. 62-30, a minute 20 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Avery Wolf to Ernst, now to Avery. Carly Richards got it in the right corner. She's doubled, hits the cutter. Ernst down low in the right. She's hacked on the arm. Two more free throws coming.
Well, let's hope that Ottoville already knows what they're going to get. Let's hope the Shadyside coach was smart enough to not have these girls in here watching this game. They may not get up. If they win, they may not get up on Saturday.
Courtney Ernst back to the stripe for Minster. A pair of foul shots with 1:17 to go. Short. Lead is 32 for Minster. Who would have thought? More substitutions. Lauren Mox is in, 5'9 junior. Lily Peltier back on the floor, 6 foot senior. Ernst at the stripe for Minster, shooting, hitting, 63-30. That's the biggest lead of this game, 33 points. A minute 16 to go here in the fourth period. Here's a long 3-point try, pumped up there by Alex Rossen, 5'3 freshman. For Willoughby, it circled the rim, came out. Rebound down to Ivy Wolf. Quickly down the floor to Peltier. Peltier gives it up out back to Avery. Left corner, Ernst hits a cutter down the lane. Drives it toward the rim. Goes Schmeezing, who's in off the bench. It rolled around the rim, came off. Rebound down to the Patriots with 40 seconds left. Here's a missed shot in the paint, but a foul against Minster. I think everybody, Chuck, everyone figured this would be a much closer game. In fact, two or three so-called experts said they thought Willoughby Cornerstone Christian might have the talent to win.
Yeah, well, they were wrong.
By in excess of 30 points.
Wrong. I didn't think they, I didn't know what they was going to be, but I would have given, without even seeing them play, I would have given them 15 points to start the game.
But you tried to size up the personality of these two teams as they were taking photo ops about an hour before the opening tip. And for Minster, it was, business as usual,
yep.
But there was a calmness, a collectedness, an assuredness. And from Willoughby Cornerstone, as you described it, it looked like that bunch was just really tickled to get here.
Yeah, you could just see the difference in the demeanor of the kids out there,
right.
And the fans and the coaching staff, which, it's understandable.
Yeah.
To be able to be in a Final Four, they're going to be disappointed at the outcome, how bad it was, but they're going to be excited someday to have been here.
Right.
She made one out of two.
One out of two for Cornerstone, 63-31 in favor of Minster. Mara Schmeezing has been in. Let's check out the quintet on the floor at the moment. Kate Larger is in as well for Minster. Lauren Mox, as we noted. Jenna Euchre's got the ball 25 feet away. Euchre on the bounce. Flips it to Larger. clock running, 20, 19. Here's a jump shot, 10 feet out, Avery Wolf. No, it was Euchre, a lot of rim, and it fell through.
And she scored in a state semifinal.
Well done, Jenny Euchre, 5-6 off, connects with 10 seconds to go for Minster. We got a tie up at the other end. And the lead is 65-31, 34-point demolition.
Woo. Yeah, this was even a little worse than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it's quite a bit worse than I think everybody thought it
except
was
except for maybe Mike Wiss.
Well, Mike doesn't show it.
I'm just kidding.
What a heck of a coach. Ball inbound to deep left corner. It's Cornerstone with 3-2-1. Long three-pointer is pumped up there by Stock. No good. Off to the left. And the Minster Wildcats are one game away from completing the repeat. Minster beat Ottoville last year in the state championship 63-48. They have just routed Willoughby Cornerstone Christian 65-31 here in the state semifinal today. We'll wrap up the scoring for you rather quickly and then head off to Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena for Jackson Center and St. Henry tonight. Tip off at 7, webcast time at 6:40. Ottoville Shadyside to follow. The Wildcats will watch, take notes, and get prepared for the Ottoville Shadyside winner. That's the state championship here tomorrow at 5:15. We will not be able to cover that game. We've got the Anna boys in action tomorrow night in a regional championship game at 7 against Cincinnati Purcell. The state's finals in girls starts at 5:15. And
stand to it.
No, without a charter jet between Columbus and the parking lot in front of Trent Arena, we cannot make it.
Yeah, well, that'd probably be the only way to get any kind of parking if you got there at that point.
Hey, Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. Huge win, Minster, an easy one by 34.
Well, I'm only going to go over the scoring, and Kylie Tyna had 13 of their 31 points. She was terrific. They were 8 of 18 from the free throw line. Thank you very much. They only scored 31, right there on Minster's average of what they give up.
So there you go.
On the other side, we got Courtney Pringer with 18. You got 12 out of Ivy Wolf. I'm going to go. Damaris Wolf had 9. Carly Richard had 9. Got 7 from Janae Hoeing. You got 4 from Danielle Barhorst, 2 from Euchre, and 2 from Ernst. Just balanced, balanced, balanced. And by Clancy's players of the game, Courtney Pringer and Carly Richard.
Tremendous game by Minster team effort. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Chuck, before we close out, again, highlight those assist numbers, the shooting percentage, eye-popping stats from Minster. Just a dazzling performance, a clinic, textbook, highlight reel material. So many plays during which Minster shared the basketball.
Well, yeah, they had 17 assists on 27 baskets. That's NBA. In NBA, the last three people that touch the ball, they give them all assists because they can pad their stats. In this one, it's got to be a real pass. 27 of 47, 57%, 4 of 10 from behind the arc. They had a 36-14 rebounding advantage, a 50-
15-7 on the offensive boards. They turned them over 16 times. They scored 42-14 in the paint. There's your 30 points right there. They won by 34, and he outscored them by 30 in the paint.
And, Chuck, there was a sequence, I think, in the third quarter when Minster blew the barn doors off this game. There was a sequence of three plays in a row in the span of maybe 90 seconds during which Minster got out in transition and shared the ball magnificently, made the extra pass, got layups. It was just unbelievable to watch. If you were to get the highlights from the girls' D1 semis and finals, D2 semis finals, D3 semis finals, D4 semis finals, I tell you what, I don't know if there's going to be a play this entire girls' tournament that tops any one of those three.
No, they were amazing. And you look at this, the best scoring run, Minster 12, Cornerstone 4, 31 minutes and 45 seconds Minster led in the game. They never led for 15 seconds to start the game before they made the first basket.
Right.
That was it. That, other than that, they had it. But, you know, it's a 16-4 off the bench. It's every stat you look at shows a 34-point win.
That 18 points for Courtney Pringer. That's a 36 in her last two games.
Right.
18 against Fort Loramie in the regional final. 18 again here today. A grand total of, I think, 9 buckets in each game. That's 18 field goals by her spanning two games. And I'll tell you what, Chuck, I bet 14 or 15 of them within 3 feet of the rim.
She didn't shoot anything, was she?
No.
Her very first one was probably about 7 feet where she could have taken it to the rim. I don't think she knew she was that wide open. And that still was maybe the prettiest basket that she had all night.
Yeah, unless she gets handcuffed with foul trouble against the winner of the Ottoville Shadyside game in the state championship, you're right. I don't think Minster can be slowed down in the state finals. Again, we've got Jackson Center, St. Henry tonight. Boys, Division 4 regional title at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Tip-off at 7, webcast time at 7:40. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, 6:40 webcast time. Anna Purcell Marion Boys, D3 regional championship. We will not be able to bring you the Minster versus Ottoville or Minster versus Shadyside, a state championship tomorrow at 5:15. We simply can't be two places at once.
It's on TV. Watch it on TV.
There you go. I think, Chuck, this is the only time in 12-plus years on scoresbroadcast.com where we've had to entertain a conflict like this.
Right.
It's good. It means the teams in our purview in the Upper Miami Valley are going deep into the tournament.
Yeah.
It so happens that girls D4 state finals overlap with boys D3 regional finals.
Right.
So and Anna's looking for its first berth in the state final four boys basketball since 2008.
Right.
2008 when the Rockets played Ottawa Glandorf. So that's where we are tomorrow night. Ron Mooney's our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Again, the final score, final time, I think I've recalled it correctly.
65-31.
Yes. Minster Wildcats 65 and Willoughby Cornerstone Christian 31. This is Jack Kramer on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.